Phew, I don't know about you, but I've had some really tough days lately. And I think even worse than tough days are tough nights. You know, those nights that you can't sleep because your mind is racing about everything that's happening in your life. All the things that you're managing, all the responsibilities, all the issues, all the troubles. That's where I found myself lately. And as I lay awake in the middle of the night trying to control my mind so that I can go back to sleep, I turn to prayer and I talk to the Lord and I try to focus my thoughts on Him, but then I'm still laying there wide awake, worrying, anxious, filled with stress, filled with fear. The altruistic side of me would like to think that I'm the only one experiencing this. But I know I'm not. As a pastor's wife, as a person in ministry, I see so many people struggling right now. The weight is heavy in so many lives, not just mine. I think it's safe to say that most of us are wrestling in one way or another right now. In the midst of this, we're trying to focus on prayer this month. With Family Disciple Me, it's our annual May You Pray campaign. And this week, we arrive at our next discipleship conversation as we go through Paul's prayer in Ephesians 1. Last week, we talked about May You Pray for people each day based on Ephesians 1:16. I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. And this week, we come to verse 17, which says, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. With this, our theme for this week is may you pray to know Jesus better today. But honestly, friend, what difference does this make in the midst of sleepless nights? What difference does Christ make when we are bearing extraordinary burdens? What difference does Christ make when we have issues that keep bombarding us? This, to use the old saying, is where the rubber meets the road. Is our faith in Jesus just something we say we have? Or is he real in the intricacies and the nuances of our lives? I personally believe this is exactly what the Apostle Paul had in mind when he wrote Ephesians 1. He wasn't praying for his friends just to have a ho-hum faith that didn't make any difference. He didn't want them to have a faith that just gave them something to do or something to pass their time with along life's way. He prayed that they would continue to understand more and more the reality of Christ in their lives. I don't know about you, but I need this. Yesterday morning, after yet another sleepless night, I got up, made my coffee, grabbed my Bible, and went outside to spend some time with Jesus in the early morning sunshine. It was so beautiful outside. Well, as I sat there, I meditated on his word, and I tried to hear his voice through scripture, and I started talking to him about all the things in my life and crying out to the Lord to help me see him better, to help me experience his intangible presence in very tangible ways. I'm just being honest with you about this wrestling. This is the reality of faith. Faith is believing in a Christ, in a risen Lord that we've never personally touched or seen with our physical eyes. We're trusting him. We're looking for him along life's way, and this includes during the good days and the bad days, the nights of great sleep and the sleepless nights. Well, after my devotions yesterday morning and crying out to the Lord, I had something really special happen. Just the night before, my 18-year-old son Joshua came home from college for the summer. He just finished his first year away, and we're so glad to have him home. Well, when he got up, he asked me to come help him unload some things from his car. You don't have to unload now, I told him. I know, he said, but I want to get my Bible out so I can do my devotions. Wow, how can a mom argue with that? So I went out, I helped him carry in some stuff so he could find his Bible and journal, and shortly thereafter, he settled down at our table outdoors to read his word and journal what God was saying to him. In that moment, I saw Jesus at work in my son's life. You know, you invest and you invest and you invest in your children, and then they grow up. They always say that it happens fast, and it does. All of a sudden, this little guy in my life is a young man, and he's away at college, and our kids grow up, and we release them to the world, and we don't know exactly what they're going to choose. We don't know if they're going to follow Christ, if they're going to be people of faith, or if they're going to dump that for something else along the way. But here in front of me, my son was returning to me, knowing Jesus better than when he left for college 6, 8, 9 months ago. And as I watched his faith, I told him about the wrestlings that I was having, about how complicated and difficult life seems right now, and how I'm trying to focus on prayer and focus on knowing Jesus better. And that led to a conversation where it wasn't just me discipling him, it was him discipling me. Mom, whatever's done without faith, the Bible says right here, is sin. I want to know Jesus better because everything is about him, he said to me. And in that moment, I saw the Lord working in the next generation. And the faith that I've handed to him, he was handing back to me and encouraging me. This to me was such a powerful moment that shows how important it is for us to have these meaningful, intentional discipleship conversations along the way. As we seek him, as we seek the Lord, then we can turn around and speak him into the lives of the next generation. But oh, friends, what an amazing joy when they then turn around and speak him into our lives. The prophet Hosea wrote, "Let us press on to know the Lord." There's a difference between knowing the facts about Jesus in our heads and knowing him with our hearts. We want to know him with all our hearts and souls and minds and strength, and we want others to know him these ways too. These kids that we're discipling today may very well be the ones discipling us tomorrow. And you know, when that happens, I have no greater joy than to know that my children are walking in the truth. And speaking of walking, I walked away from that breakfast table yesterday morning feeling so encouraged. So friends, let's lean into "May you pray to know Jesus better today." Let's focus on that. Let's seek the Lord about that. Let's talk to him about the wrestlings in our hearts and our lives and lean into prayer. And then let's have intentional, meaningful discipleship conversations with those that God has entrusted to us. Let's talk to them about prayer this month. Let's pray that they will know Jesus better too this month. Let's memorize the scripture and listen to what God has to say to us through it. Oh yes, Jesus is real in the intricacies and the nuances of our lives. He does make a difference when the issues of life are bombarding us. He helps us carry these extraordinary burdens. He is with us in the midst of sleepless nights. And yes, we can know him better today than we knew him last night or yesterday. So friend, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. May we all know him better today, tomorrow, and every day. God bless you, friend. Until next time, seek Him, speak Him.